kändes. Putting out lots of fires.
It's bonfires and
bonfires
and dirty fires.
And dirty fires. What are bonfires and dirty fires?
Somebody's trapped in a dirty fire.
Somebody's what, darling?
Trapped in a dirty fire.
Somebody's trapped in a dirty fire.
Yeah.
What's a dirty fire? What are you saying about the daffodils? You're looking at the daffodils on the table, aren't you?
What for?
What do you mean, what for? They're in a vase. They look pretty, that's what they're for. Oh, is it breakfast time for the firemen? Ding-a-ling-a-ling, ding-a-ling-a-ling. Oh, that's the alarm clock. Ding-a-ling-a-ling, ding-a-ling-a-ling. Good morning, Fireman Sam. Would you like to go to Aunt Mabel's for breakfast? You're not talking to me. You're not talking to me this morning.
No.
Why? What's the matter?
Nothing.
Nothing. Nothing. Nothing. You normally say not anything. Nothing. Right, let's sit in your chair. That's fine. Sam's special chair when he comes to visit Auntie Mabel. He sits in this special chair, doesn't he?
Yes, if I'm in from a day.
Pardon?
Not if I'm in from a day.
Well, there's no point in saying, I wonder if I'll see Farmer Sam today, because he's here. He's about to have his breakfast, isn't he?
Farmer Sam a day. No.
Well, I wonder if I will see Farmer Sam. You think I will? Thomas, what would you like for breakfast? Fireman, what would you like for breakfast? Would you like some Rice Krispies or would you like one of those cereal bars? Fireman, what would you like? Well, if you don't answer me, I shan't bring you anything. That's very rude. I bet Fireman Sam doesn't really go to Auntie Mabel's house and get ignored.
No. Fires out on bonfires.
He's putting bonfires out, isn't he?
Yeah.
Right, which one of those would you like? We've got Frosty Smacks or Cocoa Pops.
both open.
Well, this one's open as well. All the boxes are open. It just depends which one you want.
Stop.
Right. You're building something, aren't you?
Yeah. I'm like an elephant. Ha 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 ha.
You're building something like an elephant?
Yes, that's true. No.
Which is the trunk?
That's the trunk down there.
Is it?
For the middle up of the big Thomas. That's a big tummy there.
It's got a big tummy, an even bigger tummy, and a trunk.
Yeah.
Wow, this is a big elephant, isn't it?
Yes, it is, and tummy.
Right, which one of those would you like? You choose.
Mount a tummy. Mount a little tummy. Mount a trunk.
The right one from the box that you said was the trunk.
Yeah.
A red one.
Yes. Snackles.
snacks, they're called. I'm sure they used to be sugar puffs.
Look,
there's
some crocodile.
Yes, there's a crocodile on it. I used to think it's a crocodile, I'm not quite sure. Let's see what it says. Frosties is Tony Tiger. Cocoa Pops are cocoa. So I don't know what that one is, Thomas. He just says snacks, doesn't he? Perhaps he's called snacks.
Vince's called Smacker and Popsy.
You're thinking of Smack, Cracker and Pop. Well, he looks...
grumpy.
A bit grumpy, yes. Is he? I think he looks a bit like a frog. I don't know what he's supposed to be.
Flicky! A crocodile.
You think it's a crocodile?
No, he's not got sharp teeth.
No, he hasn't. This is why I wondered whether it was a frog, because he hasn't got sharp teeth whatsoever, has he? Yeah, we'll have to find out. We'll have to ask somebody who knows. Because I'm sure Smacks used to be called Sugar Puffs. What would you like to have open it?
I need to open it.
All right, you open it. I hope it's in the cereal bowl when you finish. Well, I think I'll have one as well.
You'll
one.
Have the blue one.
All right, so I'll have the blue one. I'll have the Frosties one. You're going to make a lot of noise, aren't they, eating these?
Yes. Silly Booty. Get chocolate.
Daddy bought these, didn't he, in the supermarket? Cereal and milk bars. Instead of putting cereal in your bowl and putting milk on, pouring milk on, they're in a bar, aren't they? Like a crunchy bar. Oh well, then you're getting there, aren't you? Making a lot of noise taking the wrapper off, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Mm.
More
like an elephant noise.
Yes, it is. Oh, that's better.
Is that better?
Yep.
Yeah.
Take it off.
Oh, there's a little piece of cardboard that comes in the box. In the packet to keep them flat to stop them breaking. Looks like a bridge.
Yes, it's more like Thomas the Tank.
More like Thomas the Tank, is it?
Yeah.
Thank you. Look, there's another one here. There was one inside of your packet. There we are, we've got two bridges now. Or we could have some steps.
Mountain tunnels.
We must work some tunnels, yes. We could have an extra long tunnel, couldn't we?
Yes.
How's that? We could have a box, we could make a box with it. Or it can be a peepee hole. I can see you.
That's a you.
I can see you through the tunnel.
See you in the tunnel.
Is that nice? Mm. We're going to make a noise crunching them as well, aren't we? You say mine isn't crunchy, just yours?
Yeah.
I think they're both crunchy, aren't they?
Ooh, what's that?
Sounds like a train.
More like a car.
The windmills are blowing around this morning.
Big one and blowing down on the big one.
The butterfly one's not working.
No.
Well, I think what happened, Thomas, before Christmas, when it was very windy, the big flower with the butterfly on the front, it broke in the wind. Excuse me. Mummy has got the petals. I've got the petals on the kitchen windowsill. Shall I show you? Some glue to mend them. Look, you see two petals there, we stick them together and stick them back onto the windmill and it should work. Well, it still works, it still spins round, it's just that Two of the petals are missing. Tell you what, the two that we've had in the house look a lot darker in colour than the ones outside. The sun fades, you see, the sun fades things like this. I think we might have to ask Grandma and Grandad if they're going to that place again. If they could buy another one with some pocket money, what do you think? Would you like another one out there?
About an orange one. Orange.
An orange one. I think that was orange when it started off, Thomas. Looks a very pale yellow now, doesn't it?
Mm.
We found that big pink one, didn't we?
Mm.
Found that in the shed. It's very bright.
Say, stop everyone! Stop eating your breakfast! Our windmill, eat you all up!
No. Who's going to eat the windmill up? The windmill's going to eat it, us up, or we're going to eat the windmill?
I eat the windmill all up in your tummy.
Oh, that's a funny thing to do.
Oh, hello,
Purdy. Hello, Puss. You were pretending to be Purdy this morning, weren't you? Or was it just a pussycat?
Like a ginger. Trying to put it away.
What were you trying to be?
A ginger, frightening Purdy away.
Oh, you were being ginger, frightening Purdy away?
Yeah.
Oh, poor Purdy. How are you? Oh. You've been a good boy to Purdy, haven't you?
Yeah. I say, oh no! I cried a lot.
You cried a lot?
Yeah.
When? Pardon?
I fell up.
You cried a lot?
Because
no, I'm not! I'm not sure what you're saying. I know. What else are you trying to say to me?
I don't know.
You don't know? No, I don't know either. Right, I think it's time we let Pussycat out. She's not had any breakfast yet, has she?
No. She's got a little fat nose.
Has she? Got a little fat nose, baby. I think it's a cute little rose, don't you? There you are, Puss. Off you go, darling.
Off you go, darling.
You're repeating what I said. Off you go, darling. Mm. There we are. Oh, look, it's quite windy this morning. Can you see how the wind's blowing all the fur? I don't think she really wants to be outside, do you?
Come on, no one working.
Pardon?
That one's working now.
What's working now, Thomas?
The earth is freezing now.
What's working?
That working, yeah.
What's working?
That working.
The windmill?
Yeah.
Well, it was working before, don't it? It's just a couple of petals missing. She's sitting near the pampas grass now. Can you see her?
Her fur's blown away.
Hmm. That's right, her fur is blowing, isn't it?
What for?
Because it's very windy outside. If you went outside, your hair would blow.
Yeah. Definitely. Look! Like it's a church! Ha!
You were talking about the cardboard from inside of the cereal packet, aren't you? You think it looks like a church? You mean the steeple?
That's a steeple.
Mm. Look, that could be the church. That could be the steeple. Look at that.
Church is called Ding Dong. Ding Dong. That's the first in the world.
Oh.
Ding Dong.
I can hardly talk with these cereal bars in my mouth. When you said churches go ding dong, and I assume you were talking about the church clock, weren't you?
Ding dong.
But now you said ding dong, it's reminded you of ding dong now.
Ding dong.
Nursery rhyme.
Yeah. Ding dong. What is in a Thomas's?
Ding dong now. I think it's ding dong bell. Ding dong bell. Pussy's in the well. Who put her in? Little Tommy Finn. Who pulled her out? Little Tommy Stout. What a naughty boy was that to try to drown poor pussycat, who never did him harm and killed all the mice in his father's barn.
Ding dong.
Oh, it's too early in the morning to sing, Thomas.
Ding dong.
Purdy looks like she's coming back to the door to be let back in. And she's having a wash. Is she washing her face and whiskers? And I'll just finish this, then I'll see to Purdy. I think she wants to come back in. Hello, baby.
Hello, baby.
Her nose then, because she puts her nose right in the way of the box and I'm shaking it.
I need a little toy pussycat.
What do you need, Thomas?
A little toy pussycat. There's some more biscuits.
Oh, the toy pussycat for more biscuits. Won't fit in the bin. We'll leave it. We'll have to put it in the bin later on, don't we? Oh, look. Look who's on the fence now.
Monday.
That's not Molly. Who's that?
Felix.
It's Felix, isn't it, Linda, and Brian's cat. Would you like another one of these, Thomas?
That's loads. Chocolate mousse.
It is a chocolate mousse. Oh, look, Felix is jumping down the wall. There he goes. Oh.
In my garden.
Well, he's going to sit on the mat now. Look, he's got a very smart blue collar on. Blue for a boy.
Nappies!
Is he sniffing our nappies? Yes, we put a bag of rubbish outside of the door, haven't we?
It's Monday now.
Pardon?
Monday.
No, it's not Monday, it's Wednesday. Oh, you're thinking it's Monday because of the rubbish? No, well, what's happened, Thomas? It was pouring with rain before. And I wanted to put the rubbish outside to get it out of the house, because I didn't want to walk around to the dustbin, so I've just left it at the door. Phoenix is having a good sniff, isn't he?
On my wall.
Still in the new sandpit, isn't he? Sniffing the door where Birdie's just been sitting. He's got a nice shiny coat, hasn't he? Black and white. Birdie used to always wear a collar. And then she had an operation on her neck and we haven't put a collar on her since. I don't think Birdie can have seen him because she's just finished her breakfast and walked past him. Oh, but Felix has seen Purdy. Look at his ears. Look.
Purdy, turn back. Look, Felix.
Are you telling Purdy to turn back? Look, Felix. Well, Purdy's gone in the window in the lounge, hasn't she? She's looking through the window at the front. She doesn't realise something's going on at the back.
Stop it! I'm putting Felix here! A child on board!
What's on board?
Child on board.
Child on board? What do you mean, child on board?
Child on board, Felix. Yeah. Hello, Felix. What were you little?
His ears pricked up then, didn't they? His white bits are beautiful and white, aren't they? I wonder how old he is. He's still looking for Purdy, but she's gone, hasn't she? She's jumped down from the window. I think she's gone back upstairs for sleep.
Asleep in Daddy's tummy.
Asleep in Daddy's tummy?
Yeah.
Or asleep on Daddy's tummy?
And I got biscuits. I got toy ones in the biscuits.
Oh, I haven't got any biscuits, Thomas. How about a hot cross bun? Would you like another bar? Would you like another one of these?
No.
No?
No, da, da, da.
No, not no, da, da, da. What do you say? No?
No, da, da.
No, be polite. No, thank you.
No, da, da.
I suppose a hot cross bun.
That is something.
Thomas, would you like a hot cross bun?
No.
No?
Daddy, no, Felix.
You probably have one when you see them. Shall we clear these things away?
No.
You finished now?
I still need some more biscuits. A bit.
Put them back in the cupboard. Don't make a mess. Right, shall we light that now? Try that.
I think a pussycat wants some food.
The pussycats want some food.
Big ones.
The toy pussycats?
Oh, yes, please.
They're not here now, are they?
Where are them gone?
They're upstairs, they're still asleep.
In the loft.
I don't think they're in the loft. They're just asleep in their bed.
What bed?
A special pussycat bed. Little basket. We were going to get Purdy a nice bed, weren't we, when we didn't manage to?
Well, Felix a nice bed too.
Felix probably has a nice bed, yeah. You'll have to ask. Right, and Linda, when we next see them, we'll say, where does Felix sleep? Phoenix, Molly, and Tiddles.
Not in bed.
Well, Purdy has a special blanket, doesn't she?
Yeah, what's a blanket?
Well, she sleeps in the bedroom with Mummy and Daddy usually. But we have a blanket on the floor by the radiator. That blue blanket on the floor. Then we have that little blue and black quilt as well, that small quilt, especially for Purdy. I don't know why Felix is waiting now, whether he thinks Purdy's coming back. Oh, he's going now. I wasn't sure whether he thought Purdy was coming back or whether he thought if he sat there long enough we'd give him some food. But anyway, he's walked away, hasn't he? Can you still see him?
No.
He's nice, aren't they? They taste nice. No. You're shaking your head. You're very quiet this morning, aren't you? You look very serious, you're scowling. What's the matter? said Thomas, you've closed your eyes now. I thought you were being a fireman. You listen to the birds tweeting.
He did the bird singing a singy song.
Was the Dickie Bird singing a song?
Silly song.
A silly song. Oh. I can still hear it, can you?
What?
Go to windmills now. Go around quickly. Now I can still hear the birds singing, can you?
I'm going to go in my willies. My trousers, and then my wellies. Go out there and play my whole bed like a fireman.
Oh, I see. You want to put your wellingtons on, your old trousers, and go in the garden and play with the hose pipe as if you were Fireman Sam. Mm,
definitely.
I think the ground is a little bit too wet today to play outside, Thomas.
Not to it. Put my hands now. Get my wellies on.
No. You can't put your wellies on now.
Yeah, please.
No, I'm sorry. Is a little bit more of this?
No,
I'm not giving you a drink, have I?
No.
I'm sorry, you never asked and I forgot. Normally ask for a drink when you get up. There you are. It's made ready as well. I am sorry, darling. There you are. Mummy's sorry. Would you like a banana now? You're just not talking to me this morning, are you? Poor Thomas. What's the matter?
Downstairs, I did my way to play a sandpit.
You want to play in the sandpit now, do you?
Yeah.
Well, it's hardly playing in the sandpit weather this morning.
Silly Booney playing in the sandpit.
Yeah, Silly Booney playing in the sandpit.
Silly Booney playing.
Look who's on the front window ledge now.
Yeah.
Let me pull the blind back. Who is it?
Felix. See what's happening.
Felix has just walked from the back window round to the front, hasn't he?
What's crazy? Lovely! Silly Billy! No, I need a banana.
Do you not need a banana?
I mean, you don't need it.
Do you like an apple?
No, I need to play myself with my wedding.
No, Thomas, you can't do that yet.
Please?
Got to get you dressed, haven't we, in a few minutes? As soon as we finish breakfast, we've got to get dressed.
Wellies.
No, you're not getting dressed in your wellies. Mummy's going to work.
Oh, I'm going to play my sandpit.
Well, I think you'll be doing something else with Nonna and Grandad, don't you?
Play my sandpit, please.
No, not now. What do you think you'll be doing with Mama?
No, I'm in my sandpit now. Please. Please, oh, Mummy. Please.
No.
Please.
Oh, you're asking very nicely, but no, it's not nice outside, Thomas.
It's a tease, Mummy. Please.
When we finish this, we'll get dressed.
My
wellies
on the net outside.
All right.
Perhaps play a sandpit.
Well, I don't think you'll play with the sandpit, Thomas, now.
I think so, Mummy.
Do you think so?
Yeah. In that blue bucket.
What blue bucket?
That blue bucket in that sandpit.
All right.
Then my first now.
In a minute, Thomas.
Did you know that?
Well, you managed to finish your breakfast, but Mummy's not finished hers, and I don't think you've had enough, really.
I need another change downstairs.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we can get you changed downstairs.
Yeah.
That's not a problem, is it?
No.
Are you very tired this morning?
No.
Just don't see your bright, cheerful self.
Picking my nose.
You're picking your nose?
Yeah. That's a nice thing to say.
That's not a nice thing to say. It's not a nice thing to do, is it? Oh, Thomas, don't do that.
Put it on my chair.
You put it on your chair?
Yeah.
You horrible child.
Shh. Felix is cross now. Where's Felix?
I think Felix has gone from the front window now, hasn't he? Not quite sure where he's gone. I didn't see him go. You're not on the ledge anymore.
No.
Thomas, be careful. You must be more careful with your drinks. You going to sip some?
No. I never know about where it's on. Hey, that's a pig. But she will squash it all the way home.
What machine squashes it all the way home?
Not that machine. Well, they just have a separate kill that for me.
Are you meaning the sand sifter? Where you pour sand in at the top?
Yeah.
Oh, and now who's on the fence?
Molly.
Molly. Yeah, she pours sand in the sand sifter. And it turns a wheel, doesn't it? And the sand flows through to the bottom.
What wheel?
The sand wheel, the sand sifter. Look, Molly's got a nice bright yellow collar. Phoenix had a blue one with a bell. And Molly has a big yellow one with a big yellow disc.
What's next?
What's next? Did you say what's next or what's a disc?
No, I say what's next.
What's next?
Yeah.
Getting you dressed, I think.
On the table.
I could dress you on the table. I've got to go upstairs and get some clothes. And see what you can wear today.
Yes.
What do you think you'd like to wear?
Elephant jumper.
The elephant jumper?
Yeah.
Okay. That's the blue jumper with a picture of an elephant on the front and the back.
And a tail on the back.
It has a tail on the back. You're quite right, yes. It's a picture of an elephant's face, ears and trunk and front legs on the front, and the back of the jumper is the elephant's bottom and its back legs, and it has a tail, doesn't it? It goes swish, swish, swish.
Now his trunk! No!
He's got a trunk on the front and some eyes, hasn't he?
Sick! I think I licked somebody!
You think you licked somebody?
Yeah.
What do you mean by that? What do you mean, I think I licked somebody?
I mean, a crocodile bite something all up.
You're a crocodile biting something all up? Goodness me.
Eat your tummy all up, Mummy.
Oh dear, don't eat me.
That's a
Oh, Thomas. That's not a pleasant noise, is it?
No, it's not. Auntie Mabel, it's not noise.
Auntie Mabel doesn't like a lot of noise, no. Mummy doesn't like a lot of noise. You like making noise though, don't you?
Yeah. Wake
Purdy up and Daddy, yes, I think it probably would.
Nothing's wrong.
Nothing's wrong? That usually means there is. I've just seen he's put your juice on the floor. And what's Daddy's coat doing on the floor?
Broken.
You pulled it off the coat rack?
Yeah.
Why? As if you're not going to eat this banana. Oh, we'll put it in this container here, look. Yes, you put it in there, that's right. Put the lid on and then we can see what it is, can't we?
Yes. Right there.
Yes, that's lovely, thank you.
Not in there.
That's right. That's a good word to say, is it?
Yes.
I don't quite understand what you mean about all this fish in his ham.
Yes, you do.
I don't.
So is this fish in ham? A fish. And I'll brush my teeth now.
Yes, I shall brush your teeth and give your face and hands a wash.
Now!
And then we'll get you changed.
I need my toothbrush now.
Yes, well, let's wash your hands and face first. You've been very, very good using your potty recently, haven't you?
Yeah.
But you're still not quite there, are you?
I need a toothbrush.
Whoopsie daisy. I'm just moving the daffodils off the table.
I need a toothbrush now.
You want your toothbrush?
Yes, and my paste. I need to hold the paste.
Wash your hands and wipe your face. You had a nice bath last night, didn't you?
Papa.
Oh, Thomas, your finger's very sore. Look at that little finger.
Yes.
What's happened?
I don't know.
You trapped it in something.
Yeah.
You trapped it in something.
Yeah.
And you remember what?
Yeah.
What was it?
I don't know.
You don't know? You can't remember it.
I think it's a carrot.
You think it's a carrot?
Yeah.
I don't see how you could have trapped your finger on a carrot. Look there, Sue. You see Sue? You see Sue getting into her car?
It's a mini car.
It's a mini car? No, she hasn't got a mini, has she? I don't know what kind type of car it is. I can't remember. I think it's a Nissan Micra. And what colour is it?
Blue.
It's a blue car, isn't it? She's going to work. Look, she's reversing.
That's blue.
Yes. A lot of cars outside today.
Lots of cars.
Yes, there she goes. Bye-bye, Sue.
Good morning, later.
We've not talked to her for quite a long time, have we?
No.
We keep waving at her and saying hello, but we haven't properly seen her. You're sniffing. Oh, excuse me, you're sniffing and I'm sneezing. That's no good, is it?
No.
There we are. Would you like to wipe your hands on that, please?
Yeah.
Good boy. Now, we'll get some toothpaste in.
I need to do it.
Toothbrush, yes.
I need to do it.
Yes, you can do it. Just let me.
No. No, don't be mad for me. No, no. tub in it. There it is. No. No.
There's the toothpaste. There's the toothbrush.
No, I don't want that. I'll take that away.
Well, if I take the toothbrush away, you can't brush your teeth, can you?
I don't like that toothpaste.
Come on, I'm going to brush your teeth.
I don't want that one. You take it away. You're taking it away.
You're not taking it away, Thomas.
You're taking it away.
Why do you want me to take it away?
I'm taking it away. So we don't put it away. Toothpaste away.
Look, let's brush your teeth. You like having your teeth brushed?
What's the matter? No.
Thomas, you always have your teeth brushed
after you. No, thank you.
Do you want to put some paste onto the brush? Well, then I'll hold the brush and you put some paste on. Squeeze it from the bottom.
No, wait.
Come on, this shouldn't be a bad thing.
No.
I have a toothbrush every day. What's the problem? You're laughing now, aren't you?
No.
Well, perhaps we get your dress and then we do your teeth, yes? What do you think? You're a mess. Are you not feeling that well today? Thomas, what's the matter? Listen, we'll do it later. I've got a tooth that hurts. You got a tooth that hurts. Now stop that.
I'm not you.
Have you got a tooth that hurts? Why won't you let me brush your teeth?
No.
Well, I hope you cheer up today, Thomas.
Oh, no.
Problem?
No!
But you're so upset this morning.
No!
Oh dear. Right, so let's put your elephant jump on. That's what you wanted, wasn't it? Look, it's here. On the buttons?
No.
You don't know?
No.
I think they're blue.
No.
Tommy, listen to me. What is the matter today?
No, nothing.
Nothing?
No.
Do you want to cuddle?
No, sorry.
You don't want to cuddle either?
No. A kiss.
You need a kiss?
No, I'm not needing a kiss.
You don't need a kiss. Oh, I'm going to kiss your knees. I'm going to kiss this knee. And I'm going to kiss this knee. And I'm going to kiss this knee again. And I'm going to kiss these feet. Oh, smelly. Ooh, smelly.
It's really made by London.
Well, I'm sure your bottom smells as well. I'm not kissing your bottom.
No, smell it.
Smell it? I don't want to smell it.
Yes, you do.
No, I do not.
Yes. Girl, please. Please.
You can smell your feet and that's enough. Actually, do you know what your feet smell? Do you know what your feet smell of?
Yeah.
They smell gorgeous because you have a bath every night and your feet smell beautiful. We cut your toenails last night, didn't we?
I think it is.
Your feet, your skin looks a bit yellow actually, Tom. Thomas, your skin looks yellow. This leg. Are you alright?
Yeah.
Your feet cold?
No.
Your toes look a very strange colour. Where are you going?
Not anywhere.
Not anywhere, too right, you're not.
I'm feeling something on a chair.
Your phoenix?
On a chair.
On a chair.
I'm feeling not having nappy changes.
Who doesn't?
Not Felix.
No, Felix doesn't, does he?
No. Not anybody.
Well, you shouldn't really, should you now?
No.
You've been a good boy using that potty. We always have to put a nappy on at night, don't we?
Yes. A da-da-da nappy.
Pardon?
Da-da-da nappy.
A da-da-da nappy. What's a da-da-da nappy?
You're a da-da-da nappy now.
Am I a da-da-da nappy?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Naughty thing to say.
A naughty thing to say. It's a silly thing to say, isn't it? You feeling a bit happier now?
Yes.
Good.
Thank you, Uncle Sam. Mm-hmm.
Oh. Is Fran and Sam coming to kiss me?
Felix.
Oh, for your Felix today, are you? Oh, that's nice. Have you cheered up a little bit? I'm just a bit worried that you're not feeling too well.
I'm going now.
Where are you going?
Stockport buy some more cat food.
You're going to Stockport to buy some more cat food, are you?
Yeah.
I don't think Purdy ever goes to Stockport to buy her own food, does she?
No. Oh, home.
Mummy and Daddy always buy it for her. It's just in the cupboard when she needs it, isn't it? Are you curling up on the cushion? Is that because you're a pussycat?
Yeah.
Oh, a sleepy pussycat. There we are. Shall I stroke the pussycat's head?
Yeah.
Oh, are you feeling better now? How about we get the pussycat's nappy change and put some socks and trousers on?
About his nappy. So
outside, please, stamp it. I don't know about that.
Where's Felix going?
No, where has Felix gone?
Your mummy's pencil.
No, you don't. No, you don't. Come on, let's get socks on because your feet are cold.
Cool. He got sleeping on his bed.
Pussy can't sleep on his bed?
Yeah.
Well, do you know one thing about Purdy?
Yeah.
She always lets me pick her up.
Yeah.
She does. She always lets me pick her up. There.
Where's the red whistle? Is he gone?
Where's the red whistle?
Yeah.
I don't think it's there, is it?
No.
What was the red whistle from? Christmas or somebody's birthday party?
Well, where's the whistle now?
You want to blow the whistle?
Yeah.
It's not there, is it? We'll have to look. When we finish this, we'll go and have a look. See if we can find a whistle.
And that whistle. I finished playing my trumpet. Now I look at the whistle.
Okay. I beg your pardon. When you finish playing in your trumpet, you look at the whistle, okay? Is that what you just said? Who said you were going to look at the trumpet? Cheeky.
I don't do it.
Cheeky.
You lay down and play blood whistles.
I think you're cheeky. Come on.
Hey! Get it moving!
Put your head on the pillow. That's right.
You open this. Open this, Mum. we?
The talcum paddle. We don't need it yet, Thomas.
Yeah.
We need to get this off. Look, it's raining again now.
Yeah.
Isn't it? It's a very nice morning, is it?
Yeah, my welly's on.
There's no pleasure playing out if it's raining, though, is there?
Yeah.
Right, are you going to be a good boy now?
Yeah, outside.
A good boy outside? You're determined to go out, aren't you? I don't know.
Find some slugs and cheekworms.
You're going to find some slugs and what sort of worms?
Cheekworms.
Cheeky worms?
Yeah.
Did you say cheeky worms?
Yeah.
What are cheeky worms?
Cheeky worms up your head.
I don't think we've got worms in my hair. Do you? Oh, that's a funny noise, wasn't it? With the bottle of lotion. Made a funny noise. Is that what it said?
I need my pumpkin powder now.
You need your bottle of powder now? I don't know whether we'd really call that a bottle, Thomas. It's more a container, isn't it?
Big old container.
I suppose it is a bottle, really, because it's got a lid. The baby lotion's definitely in a bottle, isn't it? It's a plastic one, not a glass one. And your cream's in a tube. Your toothpaste is in a tube. But I'm not quite sure what we call the talcum powder container.
Your tummy's orange, Mummy.
Pardon?
Your tummy's orange.
My tummy's orange?
Yeah.
I don't think it is, but I'm a little bit worried about your legs and feet. Perhaps it's just the light, because it's a funny day, isn't it? And we're standing right in front of the patio window.
Stop, Laura, stop. Go.
There we are. You weren't very wet, were you? That's the other thing about using your potty.
Yeah. Where's my nappy?
Yes, we don't really need them now. You've been a good boy, haven't you? Mm. What a good boy. I think it helps sometimes when you read your magazine when you're on the potty, don't you?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
One's like called to fish.
And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 fish. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, oh God, I've fish alive.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. One cycle to fish your life. 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Then I let him go again. Why did you let him go? Because he bit my finger so. Which finger did he bite? His little finger on the
right.
Which is your right?
That one.
Yes, good boy. Which is your left?
Yeah.
Good boy, clever boy. And you counted. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, didn't you? No problems using your fingers. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 on one hand. And then you used a finger on the next hand to make 6.
Stop!
Right, will you lie very still, please, now? We'll get this on. You've got your elephant jumper, nice navy blue socks, clean vest.
Clean nappy.
Clean nappy.
And
you've had a wash.
Yeah.
You need to put trousers on. Yeah. And shoes or slippers.
Now, Willy.
I knew you were going to say that.
I'm going to play my topic.
Do you? It's raining, Thomas. It's raining.
Play my Willy.
And the other thing you need is your teeth cleaning.
No, no.
You need your teeth brushing.
No, sir.
Thomas, does your mouth hurt? No. Because you're not very happy today. Oh, but you never refuse to have your teeth
brushed. My willy's on the play outside. Let me sound pain, please.
Well, you can't go outside with dirty teeth. What if you meet somebody outside you want to kiss? They're not going to want to kiss you if you've got smelly breath, are they? But the only time you won't let Mummy brush your teeth is when your mouth's sore. So I think it might be a little bit sore now, is it?
It's not.
Is it not? You're just being awkward, are you? You're just being awkward.
No.
No. Ah.
You're being dirty, Mummy.
I'm being dirty?
Yeah.
There we are. No.
I see your head round.
What's she doing?
You're like a puppet.
I'm like a puppet?
Yeah.
You're a little puppet, aren't you?
Yeah, you're a big, huge puppet.
I'm a big, huge puppet?
Yeah.
Ah, you look a smart boy about town.
A little smart, big, huge puppet.
Little Pottage. You're feeling happier now. You're feeling
Mrs. Pottage.
Yeah. We're all on to postman pack characters now, are we?
Mm.
Right. Okie dokie. Oi, leave us alone. Cheeky. Cheeky boy. Can you see a picture of?
Lots of churches.
Well, there's only one church.
Which was that there?
Well, that's a picture of Horton the Fire, where my daddy used to live. But it's a very, very old picture. It's not as it is today. And it shows the market square. New church, doesn't it? And some people shopping. And look, what's this little girl holding on a lead?
A dog.
A dog. Is she taking a dog for a walk?
And see a church.
Yeah, so the church is still there. In fact, all the buildings are still there. It's just, it's changed quite a lot.
A step's bigger.
Pardon?
Step's big.
What's big?
That's steps and out one of those.
Do you know what that's called?
Yeah.
Those.
Yeah.
Those are stocks. Mm. When people have been naughty, they used to make them sit in there so that all the passers-by could see they'd been naughty. And look, there's a nice flower stall behind, isn't there?
Mm-hmm.
And a burrow selling flowers.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me, I will excuse you. That was a rude noise, wasn't it?
That's my bottom.
Was it your bottom making that noise?
Yes.
Oh dear, sure. At least you said excuse me, didn't you?
For you.
Should we try these teeth again? Oh, good boy. No, what a good boy. Now, that would have been easier if you'd done that before, wouldn't it? That's much better. Let's do the top ones. Brush, 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 brush. I think we need to put a little bit of cream on the corner of your face because you look like you've got a sore patch on your chin. Should brush again and then we'll rinse. Good boy, Thomas. That is a good boy, you're a clever boy. Right, let's just get some water and rinse.
I let it ring.
You're ready for the day now, aren't you? Swinging your legs.
Yeah. Like a toad, like a fish.
You're swinging your legs like a fish?
Yeah. Like a fish.
Nice fish, I don't think fish have legs on. One more rinse, and then we're done, aren't we? The only thing we've not done is brushed your hair. So maybe we'll have to go back up and get the hairbrush. There, that's beautiful. You clever, clever boy. I'm really proud of you. There you are. Would you like to just wipe your face on the towel, darling? Make sure you're nice and dry, then you don't get sore.
Finished.
You're finished. Well done.
Clever, clever you.
Clever.